potential recognized at once by other composers. When Peri's Euridice was performed at the wedding of Maria de' Medici, in the audience was none other than the composer Claudio Monteverdi, there with his patron, the Duke of Mantua. Monteverdi had been born in Cremona in 1567, the son of a doctor. A choir boy in the local cathedral, he published his first compositions when he was 15. Hired originally as a string player by the court of Mantua, he continued to compose and became the Duke of Mantua's master of music. In 1607, he was commanded to write something special for a musical evening at court. The Duke wanted a piece that would outshine anything produced by the Medicis, and Monteverdi, who was 39, knew just what to do. He would write an even better opera than the one he had seen by Peri, and what's more, he would do it on the same subject. What Monteverdi achieved with Orfeo was little short of miraculous. Only 6 years after the art form had been invented, he produced a work which demonstrated how it should be done, a masterpiece in its own right, still with a place in the repertory today. His handling of the story is dramatic enough, but more than that, he uses the music to underline the drama and emphasize character. Furthermore, his orchestra is not simply a sound to accompany and support the voice, but an integral part of the opera's musical fabric. Orpheus, married to Eurydice, has returned to the woods, which once knew only his laments. Now they share his happiness.
Da quel sol fatte beate, per cui sogne notte e giorno. Ecco pur che a voi ritorno, ecco pur che a voi ritorno.
Orfeo, an expensive court entertainment, was probably not performed again in Monteverdi's lifetime. The following year, Francesco Gonzaga married Margherita of Savoy in the social event of the decade. Once again, the entertainment had to outdo anything provided for the 1589 wedding of Ferdinand Medici. Marco da Galliano was asked to write Daphne, and Monteverdi produced Arianna, based on the story of Ariadne abandoned on the island of Naxos by Theseus. It was written at a difficult time for Monteverdi. His wife Claudia had become seriously ill while he was working on Orfeo and had returned to Cremona. As soon as the first performance of Orfeo was over, Monteverdi rushed to her bedside, but nothing could be done. She died, leaving him with two young children to look after. Barely had she been placed in her grave than Monteverdi received a summons to return to Mantua and write Arianna. Time was short, and he had to put up with a lot of interference. There were demands for much more work on other compositions, and his Arianna contracted smallpox and died less than 2 months before the opening night. He later claimed that composing Arianna nearly finished him off too. Arianna was first given in front of some 4,000 people in the palace grounds at sunset. It was a smash hit, especially Arianna's lament, which was to set a style in operas for many years to come. Sadly, nothing of the opera survives other than the lament, but it gives us a taste of what the rest must have been like. Years later, Monteverdi, feeling he was undervalued and unappreciated in Mantua, was dismissed.